Hi, my name is John McClellan. I'm a partner evangelist with the Developer and Platform Evangelism team based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I cover our system integrators or our partners who focus on building custom application developed solutions for our customer base. Joining me here today is Petri Salonen, Dr. Petri Salonen. Petri is focused on, he has a really interesting job. He works a lot with ISVs throughout the world. And I'm going to give Petri an opportunity to here to share with us an interesting perspective on how he does his work day in and day out and working with ISV partners throughout the world. But just to put it in context, I focus on system integrators, people who deliver services for a customer base. And Petri works with a lot of ISVs and senior leadership in ISV organizations throughout the world. But I felt that he brings an interesting perspective. A lot of the questions that he's hearing from ISVs who are looking to the cloud and saying, is the cloud for me? Is this something that I should be contemplating for my product lineup? Is very similar, I feel, to the questions that as system integrators, you're going to hear from your customers day in and day out. So sit back and enjoy a little bit of perspective, a different perspective from somebody who's traveled the world and talked with a lot of people about cloud today. So Petri, why don't you take an opportunity to tell us a little bit about your business and your traditional customer base?
Yeah, let's start by me telling you how much I'm on the road. 250 days last year, and I think I'm hitting 190 this year. So my company really focuses on two areas. We work with ISVs around the world, helping them to navigate the Microsoft ecosystem, trying to get aligned with Microsoft technologies. So that's one side of my business. My other side of the business is really to do research in the ecosystems, really to get a full understanding how, just to give an example, I want to know how a specific country, like let's say Switzerland, works, what type of ecosystem, you know, opportunities that will provide to the ISVs. So I've been in the ISV business, software development business, for more than 20 years, built 20 plus products, worked with just recently chairman for the board for a Finnish gold certified partner. We sold the company in June. So lots of interesting stuff, lots of interesting people, lots of questions in different parts of the world. So
I think it's safe to say you've been assessing and analyzing the technology industry for a very long time, not only
yes.
from an applied perspective, but almost from a scientific research perspective,
yes.
understanding, you know, the thought processes and the points of clarification that people need around technology in order to match or map correctly to their society or to their geography.
Yeah, and in fact, it's the other interesting piece now coming with Windows Azure. My doctorate is from 2004, and the topic was really software product platforms and software product line development. And I always remember making speeches at the time, you know, 2004, people were kind of looking at me, you know, is it really true that at some point in time we are going to be able to deploy our applications from the cloud? And now it's reality. It's 5-6 years since that day. And when I read my dissertation, it's still valid stuff. So I'm pretty happy about
yeah.
that as well.
You say you're a little bit of a soothsayer in terms of, you know, looking out into the
yeah.
future, and you feel pretty good with your ability to grasp
yeah.
the industry. So you travel the world, you talk to ISVs, big and small.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're asked, looked upon as an expert to provide those
mm-hmm.
answers. What's typically some of the questions you have received around, you know, Azure or just cloud computing in general? What are you faced with?
I think the biggest misconception, you know, among the ISVs is that they put this scenario either or, you know, whether we are going to develop to the cloud or to the on-premise. And just based on the information that I have received here today and yesterday, that's not the question to ask anymore. You know, the development tools and the platforms that Microsoft provide, you know, you can build things one time, and then it's up to the client or up to you to decide whether you want to deploy it into the cloud or into the on-premise application. And I it was interesting to hear yesterday that even Microsoft, you know, realizes that this scenario is going to be there for a while. There are some types of applications that will have some legal perspective that you can't deploy into the cloud. And then from Microsoft development tools perspective, you know, you don't have to make that decision when you start building. What ISVs have to do to today is to start building towards the cloud concept, even if they wouldn't have any plans and strategies for that.
So it's important to start developing those best practices.
Exactly.
Develop the guidelines and policies and procedures
exactly.
that sort of dictate how that application should be built and deployed so that it's prepared for on-premise mm-hmm. or for deployment in the cloud,
exactly.
depending upon the customer or the mm-hmm. client's needs or wants in terms of that application, or how exactly it may evolve. Today, it may really make a lot of sense to be an on-premise application, mm-hmm. okay? But in the future, as technology continues to change mm-hmm. and as customer expectations change, mm-hmm. Managing that on-premise may not make as much sense. It may be made better sense to be a hybrid application, and ultimately and eventually become a pure cloud app.
Yeah.
But the key there is that organizations today, so if I'm a system integrator, I'm out there delivering the services and I've got customers asking the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I build to solve my business need as an on-premise solution mm-hmm. or do I build it for the cloud? Should I put it in the cloud? And I think, you know, what I'm hearing here is that same sort of question answer session that you're hearing from your ISVs, we could probably expect to hear from customers as well. And the answer is it's not an either or, it's start building with the concept that app someday may live in the cloud, which means build for the cloud, and Microsoft gives you the tools to do that.
And in fact, I fully agree, and because I part of TELUS International job is really to understand where the market is going, so we are tracking the marketplace also from a client perspective, and the client would here be a enterprise, some type of an end user enterprise. Those CIOs are asking those questions today, and they are. It's last 6 months. I'm hearing more and more, getting questions. How can we deploy? How could we be part of the cloud concept?
Okay, so our partners today should fully expect if they're out there selling the services you're seeing based on your assessment of the industry today as part of your TELUS business practice, you're hearing those questions today. CIOs, CXOs are saying, help me understand cloud, help me make a determination whether or not I should be budgeting for cloud development or budgeting for readiness so that I can build to the cloud. So going into those accounts, it's not like you're almost introducing it blind or cold. Unless you've been hiding under a shell somewhere, under a rock somewhere, they should be able to fully expect to hear those questions and be able to deliver some ready answers around it. We're good. What other things have you seen from your studies or working with ISVs today that you feel may somewhat map over to the services delivery arm of Microsoft's partner organization?
I think I would expect what I call for app development companies as well, I would expect them to get a lot of opportunities. So if I were a system integrator or an app development company, I would really get on the bandwagon now, getting your people trained into that concept. Because there's a few things that you have to understand specifically from a software development perspective. Security models, how to deploy things, what to keep inside, what to keep outside. So I would say that it's the educational side of things that companies should now be really looking into.
It's traditionally what we've seen and what I've seen in the past, partners they generally fall into three buckets, and it's usually done on a technology-by-technology basis. So one example I typically use is when SharePoint was first released, it was the classic version one application, and partners are trying to decide, is this SharePoint product for real? Mm. Is it something that we should invest in today as part of our business practice? And I've got in one bucket of partners who say, we want to early adopt, we see the future, we see the vision here, we see the upside business opportunity. We've got another set of partners that say, I'm going to do a wait and see, sort of let me wait and see to the service pack one level. So they're a little bit behind that. And then we have the third set of partners who say, that's not a business I want to get into right away. My assessment when I look at the cloud, the cloud is such a paradigm shift in the way we think about building applications today. It's less specific to the product. Mm-hmm. And my goal and my hope is that I'm successful in talking with folks like you that are out there, talking to the ISVs of the world and talking to customers and getting their feedback on this, that I'm able to help partners make that decision to early adopt sooner than later, because generally speaking, it's always going to be about who's going to get to market you know, soon enough in order to be able to do, to be recognized as an expert in this space. Do you agree with that? Do you think this is a, with that paradigm shift, this is something that partners should be embracing?
I do. And the other thing, I'd be completely honest with you.
Absolutely.
3 days, three years ago, because I've been in the software development market for a long, long time. You know, I've seen release after release after release. So I was, you know, kind of fed up with, you know, the old models, and, you know, I didn't even have any dreams of creating anything on my own anymore. But the last year or so, you know, I'm now cooking up my own thing using Azure, using Dynamics Online, and using Silverlight. Because in my research activities, I have a specific requirement for my own business perspective. So I'm now in the kind of the design phase, how that application should be looking like. So I'm also here at PDC looking as an ISV.
So I
really want to, you know, that's one of our key strengths as helping other ISVs to work on their applications. We do it ourselves. So I need to be able to get a full understanding how the pricing models work, how, you know, how to do integration between Silverlight and Azure. And it's been fascinating. And I kind of expect this ongoing subscription model, you know, with my own business. You know, people will pay on a monthly basis for my services that I'm deploying into the cloud.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So it's you now becoming your own, you know, customer per se, right?
Yeah.
Thinking about your business and the value to your business outside of the fact that you are very knowledgeable in these subjects. The light bulb's gone off. You've seen business value for you within your business because these technologies, you know, Silverlight 4.0 being announced today in terms of the beta availability, but Silverlight and Azure and Dynamics, that combination of those three technologies that have really grown, you know, obviously some of them just as recently as last year's announcement with Azure, but over the past 3 years, you've gone from a person who's developed 20 plus applications to saying, you know, I'm happy after talking with ISVs and helping them chaperone their business, you know, in a direction that makes sense for them, to the point that, hey, this stuff's starting to make sense for my business.
Yeah, and the, what has happened now is that we use some competitive, you know, technology solution that where we do our, you know, research mapping. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it because it's kind of a solution that is not integrated to anything. And they don't really provide a good integration perspective to us. I don't want to mention the technology itself.
Sure, that's fine.
But it's based on Flex. And it's not our product. We're just using it as a client. So, you know, specifically today with Silverlight and some demos that they showed, I know now, and I'm going to, you know, send that picture of the demo today, that this is what I want, but, you know, from my perspective. So, this is the other thing that I would expect to happen in the future, is that you will see ISV system integrators creating small apps, and I would expect there to be some new innovation coming from some country. It could be US, it could be India, it could be China, it could be Finland. Nice application. Nobody knew about it. You put it on Pinpoint, and suddenly you have thousands and thousands of downloads. What I expect to see is the same as in mobility marketplace, that, you know, you get, you know, you don't have to have a huge army of developers anymore.
Right.
You get your social media approach, crowdsourcing in the right way, and you are good to go.
And you can become an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
And are you prepared to deliver and execute on that? We, you know, had a conversation earlier today with another gentleman, and, you know, the same sort of thing. The analogy we went back to was the old classic departmental application. That word got out, more people asked for it. Next, you know, that app that was designed as a departmental app had to scale in order to accommodate the greater enterprise. We'll see that today as technology and information moves very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Like you indicated, you develop an application today, you've got your story down pat, and next thing you know, you're an overnight sensation. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to scale? Can you scale the way you want? Is that app elastic enough and to get you there? So
And that's a beautiful thing with the cloud. You know, Microsoft, I don't, as a developer, I really don't have to think about the scalability anymore. I can just submit how many instances do I want of this application, how much power, you know, you have your little buckets of, you know, how much I want to pay.
That's right.
So it's a non-brainer to me.
You can get started. I mean, we'd always want to probably say, hey, am I running the most efficiently? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't, that with the scalability sort of inherent to the Azure platform that you can scale your app, you know, to grow in order to sustain the load that it's taking. Mm-hmm. Over time, you're not going to be hindered by trying to hit that out of the gate, right? Mm-hmm. Over time, you'll say to yourself, we can go back and make that app better and better so that we can get more or fewer instances, per se, saves you money, fewer instances at a greater scale to the number of users you can hit against it, but it will not be a game breaker. You can just keep on moving. Well, that's great. I think this is very, very insightful. As you see, you know, with his with Petri's insight and working with ISVs, he brings a perspective that's not at all uncommon in terms of what you're going to see as a services delivery agent, as a Microsoft partner going out there and talking to customers. You're going to hear very much the same sort of questions. I think it's a good story that translates well over into our area, and I truly appreciate your perspective here and look forward to doing more of these with you in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, so thank you very much, Petri.
Thank you.